This is Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. It may be good news for baseball fans in the area. It's certainly good news for the Village West shopping and entertainment area. But is it good for taxpayers? That's the question facing Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas leaders and citizens this week. The unified government has announced its plans to purchase and renovate Community America Ballpark, the home of the T-Bones, for $8 million. It would join a growing list of publicly subsidized sports venues. Joining us to talk about the deal and what it may mean for our area are Mike Taylor. He's Public Relations Director for the Unified Government. Welcome to you, Mike.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Adam Ehlert. He's owner and president of the Kansas City T-Bones. Welcome to you, Adam.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you both here. Adam, I actually want to start with you for maybe listeners who aren't as familiar with the history of the T-Bones and how they got to be where they are. When did the team start?
Well, we started in the 2003 season, and we moved really the team from northern Minnesota. We moved it to Kansas City, Kansas in the fall of 2002. And I guess as we're looking at today's discussion, the long and the short is we were tremendously attracted to Kansas City, Kansas, and especially the Village West neighborhood. The vehicle that created the neighborhood, the Starbond vehicle, was not yet available really for stadium construction or acquisition.
So how was the community, what's now the Community America Ballpark, how was that built in the first place?
We built it privately. We took a tremendous leap of faith and dug deep at great personal sacrifice and built, as you mentioned at the outset, one of the singularly unique privately funded ballparks in the country.
Yeah, and you know, fans go out to game T-Bones games. They have a great time. It's a very different experience than going to a Royals game, to a Major League Baseball game. It seems like there's always a good number of folks out at the stadium. Why is the team not making enough money to keep up the payments on the stadium?
Well, I'm not sure that that's the proper scope of the debate. The team itself is tremendously successful. We are one of the strongest independent teams in the country. We are traditionally in the top 5% across independent teams for attendance and, frankly, in sponsorship and advertising sales. Our staff does a spectacular job in that. We rival many AA and a couple of AAA teams at our levels in attendance and sales. That being said, the fact of the matter across the country is stadiums, for good or for bad, do need public support. And that's really a quality of life issue, as our community has decided. Sports are a benefit to a community, and that's at the youth level, the collegiate level, and all the way up to the professional level with facilities pushing $1 billion.
Yeah, and certainly this isn't the only community that's having that same conversation right now, very prominently in Atlanta and some other places right at this very moment. Mike Taylor of the Unified Government, this decision to buy the stadium was just announced this week. How did that plan come about? When did the conversation start about actually buying the stadium as a government?
Well, I think the conversations have gone on for a while, and I will say at the outset, had Starbonds was a very new law at the time, very early days of Village West. The legislature has since changed it. Had the law, Starbond law that's in place now, been in place then, we would have used Starbonds to build Community America in the first place. It's just, again, as Adam said, it's the model that is used as publicly owned stadiums or these partnerships. So these discussions have been going on for a bit, and we realize what a community asset the T-Bones are in terms of Village West and in terms of the whole community, the economic benefit that they bring to the community, as well as the entertainment value. And it's certainly an attraction that we want to keep. So when we started looking at the possibilities of being able to, because of the success of the Starbonds in Village West, we had the financial capacity to use Starbond revenues to do this. That kind of led about to those discussions.
The decision to buy the stadium represents the idea that it somehow is bringing financial benefit to the county, obviously. Obviously, there was some concern, though, that in the current arrangement, the stadium isn't staying afloat. The city needs to buy it. What makes it seem that the city or the county will do a better job, will actually make it a more profitable enterprise?
Well, I think, certainly the economic benefit of the team is there in having that stadium there. One of the things we looked at was the economic harm that would be caused if for some reason the stadium were not there or were sitting empty. And so because the team clearly brings tourism to Wyandotte County, it brings entertainment, family-friendly fun, and we wanted to keep them. The thing about it with the Starbonds, that development is so successful that the bonds are going to be paying off 4 years earlier than was ever anticipated when they were first issued and the very beginnings of Village West started. So there's no general tax dollars going to this. The only revenues that will be used are the sales taxes collected from the Village West area, which is how every other part of that development has been paid for. So it does not come out of the general taxpayer's pocket. It will not affect property taxes in any way. In terms of having to increase property taxes, the development itself will really pay for this purchase. And the star bond revenues are successful enough that it literally is only going to take a few months of those revenues to be able to make this transaction happen.
You still anticipate the bonds being paid off years ahead of schedule?
Yes, four years ahead of schedule at least.
Let's ask our listeners, how do you feel about the T-Bone Stadium being bought by the unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas? Are you okay with public funding for things like sports arenas, even if it's from a special bond? Give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. I'm talking with Mike Taylor and Adam Ehlert here on Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. Mike Taylor, Public Relations Director for the Unified Government. One of the controversial elements of this has been news reports this week that in January and then again in April, the Unified Government actually had to help the team make its mortgage payments. Can you tell us about that decision?
Well, as part of the transaction and the discussions, we really view this as an economic development project. And tax incentives, if you will, are used in all kinds of economic development projects. And retaining existing businesses are important. We, as we began this discussion of buying the stadium, in a real estate transaction, an option payment is standard. And that's what was done. The county administrator, to keep the discussions going, made an option payment in January and an option payment in April. As the discussions were going on at the staff levels, and then in July it was taken to the full commission for discussion, and now it's advancing from that point as we put together the deal. So the option payment's not unusual, not uncommon, and the way that they were portrayed in one particular media report, I think, is a bit inaccurate. It was something that the county administrator had the ability and the authority to do, and so as we were starting these negotiations and to keep them open, made those two payments.
Right, and even another city councilor was quoted in one of those stories saying it really didn't cause him a problem. That was within the county administrator's authority. I guess I'm curious. You say it's not unusual. Are there other examples of where the unified government or other local municipalities have made payments like that prior to moving on to buy something?
I don't know specifically in this form, but as discussions go on with companies, one big example, of course, that's very successful is the Cerner development in the soccer stadium. There were a number of discussions made, and in terms of how star bonds could be used in that venue, I don't know that any specific payment was made, but this falls under the same sorts of negotiations that go on in any economic development deal.
Adam Ehlert, owner and president of the Kansas City T-Bones, you talked about the benefit that you feel like the T-Bones bring to that immediate area, maybe to the whole community. Talk more about that. What is so beneficial to a region about a baseball team that acquiring a stadium is worth it for a unified government like this?
Well, that's a good question, Brian. And when we talk about acquiring a stadium, I'd like to point out that the only reason this is a unique conversation that we're having right now is that we're really going about it, frankly, backwards. As Mike mentioned earlier, if star bonds had been a viable vehicle for this project 12 years ago, we would not be having this conversation. But the law has changed, thereby allowing stadium construction and or acquisition. So this is a good and appropriate and legal use of the star bonds. And really, I am getting to answer your question, believe it or not. I'm pretty thankful that the star bond vehicle does exist, because this is exactly what communities across the country do to attract teams and organizations. And this is, as Mike pointed out, this is a good way to do it. It's not coming from the unified government's general fund. This vehicle pays for itself.
816-235-2888 is the number to call. If you have questions about the purchase of the Community America Ballpark by the Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, questions about the T-Bones, give us a call. 816-235-2888. Dale in Johnson County calls us this morning. Dale, good morning.
Morning. My question revolves around a couple of aspects of it. You know, the purchase price. I was interested in the story when I saw it on television news. And
So what's your question, Dale?
Well, it appears that the price that the government is looking to pay is significantly less than the price, the cost of construction.
You are correct.
Yeah, $8 million does seem like kind of a steal, actually. Am I right?
Well, and to be a little more specific on that, $5.5 million of that is actually acquisition. We are then going to use another $2.5 million to put into a capital investment fund to do needed maintenance or upgrades or improvements to the stadium once we own it. So the actual price is $5.5 million to purchase the stadium.
And I'd like to point out that $2.5 million you are setting aside, that's for annual maintenance across the life of the lease. That I think is also indicative of the investment my family has made. We have absolutely kept up with maintenance on the building, and we have added some capital over the course of our 11 years of ownership.
Adam, why do you want to sell it? I mean, it must be, you know, obviously it's a possession. It's something that's important to you. It's your family literally built the place. Why sell it now?
As we discussed earlier, the baseball team is wonderfully successful, but the model does not work. The model had not worked. That's why it doesn't work across the country. So we're simply seeking basically level playing field with the other properties that have been supported by Starbonds and every other property across the Kansas City metro area.
Dale, I think I cut you off in the middle of your question. Did you have one other question?
Yeah, well, I was wondering about the taxational impact. We had the news story a while back with Nebraska Furniture Mart in dispute with their assessment of the taxational value of their property and how that figures into this deal as well, if there's a significant forward-looking abatement of property taxes in the sense that I assume you would be paying some rent, whether it's a nominal rent or whatever. And I mean, you know, when you look at something being sold below its cost, you look for something. So I'm very kind of open-minded about this and ambivalent. From Johnson County, made it out twice last year. Really enjoy the place and the games.
Okay, Dale, let me put your question to our guests. Is how much money is expected, the impact on taxation and tax revenues, Mike?
Well, clearly, once the unified government owns the stadium, it will become a publicly owned property. So the taxes that the Ellerts are paying won't be paid. We don't pay taxes to ourselves on a property, obviously. So that will have some impact, but it's not major. And again, using the Starbonds to purchase, it's the sales taxes generated by the entire development out there that will actually pay off the purchase price. So the impact for example, let's say in an extreme case, losing the team or having the stadium not there would be far more devastating financially to the community in terms of public revenues or private revenues than the little bit we will lose by no longer paying property taxes.
Property tax. Is there a lease agreement? I mean, does the team have to pay now to rent the stadium?
And I'll let Adam discuss that more, but under this deal, there would be a long-term lease that would guarantee the T-Bones continue playing there.
That's the logic and part of the linchpin for the deal. The terms of the lease have not yet been determined, but we're operating with the concept that the project will be revenue and expense neutral. So again, this will not be a drain on the unified government's coffers, but our lease and the money that we churn through the building and through the community will ultimately benefit the community every bit as much, if not more, than we already do.
Right. And it's a 20-year agreement, I read? Is that right?
Yes. Again, the terms haven't been discussed, but that, from day one, has been the paramount concept.
And what does that mean exactly? Does that mean that the team absolutely must stay, cannot move to any other city for 20 years, Adam?
Yes.
And that's your intention?
Absolutely.
And what happens, Mike, if the team folds, if something happens and the city now owns a stadium that doesn't have a tenant?
Well, we actually, in doing all the due diligence and studying whether this deal should actually move ahead, that was obviously considered. And what would likely happen is if for some reason, whatever the reason, that the T-Bones weren't there, we would have to recruit and think we could probably successfully recruit perhaps another team. I mean, I think that would be the end result. We don't anticipate, obviously, that happening as we move forward with this deal. We're looking forward to that 20-year relationship with the T-Bones being there. And I would say the other thing about in terms of the public benefits, one thing that I didn't mention, I should because it's significant, is the T-bones also contribute it's been, I think, $650,000 toward our Parks and Recreation Department to improve a number of our parks. So that's just that's not actually tax money. That's just a money that's contributed from their ticket sales and revenues that was negotiated when they first came here. So there's another huge benefit.
You know, there's a broader trend. I mentioned the Atlanta situation right now, which is obviously very different. Major League team, much larger stadium, a lot more money on the table. But here's a case where a team, in this case Atlanta, had Turner Field. They built it something like 20 years ago, perfectly functional stadium, but they're moving out into the suburbs, building a bigger, more expensive stadium. Is what they and a lot of folks are concerned not just about the finances of that and the public funding, but kind of the waste. I mean, just the culture that sort of honors pouring all that money into a stadium when it could go into other things. As a government official, Mike, is that a concern that the unified government has?
Yeah, I don't think we see that in this situation at all. I mean, first, the stadium is already there, and it will continue to be there. And again, by using the STARBOND, the sales tax revenues, we're not having that big drain on the general fund of the unified government. So I don't think it's a similar situation, and the costs certainly are very, very different.
Yeah, and let me weigh in also. I appreciate your mentioning of it looks like a tremendous amount of waste, and I agree it is. With that, I'm very proud, one, of the ballpark in general, and two, of how efficient it is. And while the fact of the matter is public or facilities need to be supported by the public, but I will hold the efficiency of our ballpark up against any other property across the metro area or across the country as far as public dollars versus fan benefit.
Give me one word about the 2014 T-Bone season, Adam. What should we expect? One word.
Winning.
All right, we'll count on it. I want to thank our guests. Adam Ellert is the owner and president of the Kansas City T-Bones. Mike Taylor is public relations director for the unified government. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you.
You can subscribe to our podcast. You can hear this conversation again or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page at kcur.org. Join us tomorrow for Casey Currents on Central Standard. We'll have an examination of the effectiveness of CanCare. Stay tuned now for UpToDate. They've got an update on the Kansas City streetcar, as well as a look at MoDOT's 20-year plan. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with Ross Steinmetz and Sydney Llewellyn. I'm Brian Ellison. This is KCUR.